Do you have any idea what you're listening to?
Not for Air Radio.
Justin Jordan.
And welcome to Not For Air Podcast here on Podbean. So, and probably end up on Google and any other platform as well. So we made it. 14 years and counting. I remember we started the show in 2010.
God,
time flies, I'll tell you. You know, we started this, 2010. It's just a couple of us. And we were just talking about shit we liked. And then, you know, fast forward to now. I've done radio stuff. Owned a radio station for a while. Played a lot of punk rock. It was fun. And we're still going. In fact, last weekend, I had like a big punk rock, kind of punk rock. It was more like psychobilly and ska weekend. I think what we're going to talk about today is venues. You know, different music venues and that sort of thing. Because you could, I guess, take anything into a music video. So like in England, for instance, there isn't, in cities and stuff, like, there isn't a lot of space to build. Like, here in Florida, there's land everywhere you could build from. You shouldn't, but there's a shit ton of it. And so, in England, like, for instance, they had a huge boat called the Thecla. They turned that into a dance club and a bar. I have a couple bars on a boat. And it's in a harbor in Bristol, England. And also, I'm pretty sure they had live bands there, too. So, it's a fucking boat. It's a ship. It's not even a boat. It's a goddamn ship. And they turned that into a music venue. It's true. I was there. And so that's a thing. So it's kind of crazy to me. Because I was hanging out last week and Stuart and stuff. And I went and saw a show with my friends. And I ran into an older friend I haven't seen in a while. And she's fucking hilarious. And she's like, this is not a venue. It's someone's backyard. And Florida's like that. So tiki bars are like a huge thing here in Florida. Especially on the coast. And there were a lot of outdoor small venues. There's one in Fort Pierce where they have the punk rock flea market every year. And I think it used to be called Bottoms Up. So that was another one that they had the Reunite Fest at one year, which was awesome. That was a good time. And in the back, they had like this trailer thing. They did interviews out of it. And it was a fun time. I think it was like 2013, something like that. And God, I can't believe it's 2024. So yeah, it's kind of crazy how they have so many outdoor venues here. I like the outdoor ones are okay. I mean, I'm not counting like an amphitheater, obviously, but the ones I'm talking about are like small. That's, I guess, kind of small, but they have like an outdoor stage covered and they have sound and, you know, like the one in Stuart that I saw the show at, Terra Fermata. It's cool. They have the cheapest Guinness in town. I'll tell you that. It was, but it's beer and wine. So there's no liquor or anything. The one in Fort Pierce has liquor, because I had Bloody Marys. And it's just kind of interesting. So we do have that outdoor thing here. I think, but you know, if Nick and Nora was any kind of indication, that movie about shows, I guess in places that have huge high-rises and buildings, not here, but, I mean, they have pool venues, not pools, but they have outdoor bars up here that are upstairs on a roof. So I guess that's a thing. I was thinking more like New York, which, you know, huge, huge buildings and stuff, where they could literally have a concert and stuff like that, which all you really need is a stage. But we have that here too, like downtown, which I think I'm going to do like videos on it. But downtown, they have a couple places on the roof, like Roxy's and Banco, I believe, is another one that has like a roof like place to dance. And that's kind of cool, especially on like a cool night, you know, not in the summer. It's too fucking hot. But the weather down here has been, can you believe the fucking weather, too? Like these super big snowstorms in the west and the north. It's like fucking crazy. I'm glad I had to deal with that in Florida, except for rain. Yeah, it's kind of a neat idea. Like, where would you want a cool, like, music venue or club, I guess? Because you can do both. Like, Respectables is a club, but also a music venue. Now, it's not like Revolution or, like, the House of Blues or the Jackie Gleason theaters, I guess, that are strictly for live shows. I don't know if they have any clubs or anything there, but I do remember there was one, I can't remember the name of it. If Jeff was here, he'd tell me. There was a club / music venue in Port St. Lucie years ago. I forget what the fuck it's called, but one of the guys was from a, I don't remember what band, he was like from a known band, but they've had like a lot of bands play through there. The Buzz, the old radio station, went there. But this place was huge, right? And it was just a big, and I went there on club nights. I went there and saw like one or two bands, but I remember a couple club nights. It was just a huge ass place. I don't remember much. It was kind of, I was kind of blurry, but like that was a venue that had music and club nights too. So that was kind of a mix. Then you get, like I said, Respects, which has a huge stage, not huge. They have a decent, they've been doing it forever. They have a stage, and then out back they have a stage, which they just redid their patio. They're still working on it. And, but they have like, you know, like I said, they just had the Coffin Cats play, and they've had Lords of Acid. They've had a bunch of great bands come through there, but it's a music venue, but it's also a club. So the bands like for instance, tonight's Friday. So tonight they're having some bands play. And then afterwards at midnight or whatever, they're going to probably do new wave, goth, some other stuff like that. Another place that's like that is called Propaganda. It's in Lake Worth. That's a venue. It's not a big, big place, but it's cool. But it's got a stage, and they also do like dance kind of nights. Like tonight and tomorrow, my friend DJ Jason is doing his goth celebration, and he's got bands playing, goth bands and stuff. And then he's doing his DJing of goth, and then it's like a 2-day thing. So if you like that kind of music, which I do, you should go. But me and my friends are hitting up Respects tonight, and then tomorrow we're going to end up doing the goth thing, or I am. So it's cool. It's been kind of crazy couple of weeks for that, you know. Coffin Cats is a huge deal because I'm a big psychobilly fan. I've seen them before a couple times, and it's just fun. But I mean, like, that's what it got me thinking about venues, because of my friend's remarks about, that's a backyard, which is true. And it just got me thinking, like, there's some unique places. Like, there is a place in Virginia Beach called the Norva. It's actually in Norfolk, Virginia. That's got, like, two levels, upstairs and downstairs. But it's, like, a big, almost, reminds me of, like, a factory. Not a factory, a warehouse, sorry. Like a warehouse. It's got a big stage, and then, you know, it's got steps that lead down into the floor. And then you got, you know, around it is like the bar area and stuff. There was a place like that too in Virginia Beach called, oh God, let's see. Let me think of names. Not Telesis. That was a arcade place. Had a weird name. Oh, I used to love it too, and I can't remember the fucking name now. Hey, don't you hate when that happens, when you're like trying to think of something and you can't remember? It was a weird name. It wasn't Orbitz. It wasn't, it's on the tip of my tongue. It's a crazy name, but I can't say it. I can't think of it. It's gone anyway. Now it's the parking lot for a, like the community or the, convention center in Virginia Beach. But it was a cool place. If I think of the name, I'll mention it again in another episode. But anyway, this place was amazing. I don't remember the goddamn name, but it was off of, I think, 19th Street or 20th Street. Because one street goes in to the city, kind of like Lake Worth, where, you know, if you're, one's leading to the beach, so it's one way, and then the other side of it is just, like, the other side, Vero's like that too, where it goes, like, one goes east, one goes west. This was like that. One road of this area led west to the 265 or whatever it was, and then this was like on the east end, we're leading to the beach. But it's on the tip of my tongue. It was like this really cool name. So anyway, this big building was a club and a venue, because I think ICP played there and a couple of other things back in the day. So, from memory, mind you, which has been, it's been a long time since that place. I think the last time that place was in business was in 2003. So you've got to think that now is at least 21 years old. And I was 20 at the time, almost 21 when it closed. I can't remember. Oh my, it's a unique name. It's even not even that. I forget. Oh, it's like Oasis, but not Oasis. It's close. I'm going to remember eventually. So anyway, you go in this door and there's like a little small hallway type of thing you stand in line for, you know, you get ID'd and all that stuff. To the left or straight when you come in, there's a cafe. Because in Virginia, if you're selling liquor, you have to have a certain amount of food. Unless it's like some private club or something. But all the bars or all the nightclubs serve food. In Florida, it's not necessarily like that. Some of ours do. But a lot of it is just like a straight bar or a straight club. Like Respectables doesn't have like food. So, and that's just the way it is. So you go in and there's the cafe and they used to play like horror movies on the TVs. They had a couple of, this is before flat screens. So they were like regular square TVs and they would have like Godzilla playing and all kinds of cool stuff. Right. And you couldn't hear it. It was just music playing over it, but you could eat pizza and a place to kind of chill and talk. Mind you, I didn't drink there because I wasn't 21 yet, but you can be 18. So then when you first go in, if you don't go in the cafe and you go to your right, again, this is all from memory. You walk in and this place was like, again, looked like a warehouse, similar to Norva. So when you go in, they have, I remember, bars and they had stairways that led upstairs. And that's where the DJ booth was upstairs. There was bars upstairs and there was DJ booth. And there was like, kind of like bleachers, I guess you could sit and look down into the dance floor. And there was a lot of, so the dance floor was like the same way it was at Norva, where you have to go down a couple steps and it's concrete. And then there, and all the way to the back wall, there's the big stage. And then there's outside door that you could go outside and the back and if you get too hot and stuff. So I remember going in the winter and dancing and stuff, hanging out and drinking shit ton of Red Bull. And then if you get hot or whatever, you go outside. And I wasn't wearing a jacket or nothing. I had like maybe two layers on of thin shirt, you know, like a long sleeve shirt and like a shirt over it. And, oh, God, that cold air felt so good. Because, you know, in the winter up there, it actually gets cold. Even if it doesn't snow or rain, it's just, it's in the 40s, 30s, 50s. And, you know, for a Floridian, that feels good. So, I can't remember. Oh, I'm almost getting it. It's not Telesis, not Oasis. Oh, it's something space sounding. Ooh, I can't remember. So anyway, there's like two or three kind of levels, but it's not really like that. So like I said, up top, there's those, and it, you know, it goes, there's cages. People dance in the cages up there too. So see, now I'm starting to remember. It's been a long time. It's 20 something years and I drank a lot of booze and smoked a lot of pot since then. So it happens. So yeah, they had, so the cages are up top. And then again, all the way against the wall upstairs, that would just end. It'd be a wall and then bleachers or whatever. And then that's where the stage is downstairs. So you had the level after that down, that's like the regular level. And then you have to go down three steps into the dance floor. It was more like a giant pit area. And they had like Red Bull and glow sticks and stuff. And it was really a lot of fun. I love that place. That's when I first got introduced to what a foam party. There you go. I had to remember what the fuck that was. And again, I was like 20. So I still don't remember the name of the club. If I go back and look somewhere, I'm sure I'll find it. But that was like a venue slash club that was amazing. And then they tore it down. I remember the people were trying to save it from the city. So they tore it down and it became a parking lot for the convention center. Virginia Beach Convention Center. And then after that, I was 21. I started hanging out at down at the oceanfront. Because this was a little couple blocks away from the oceanfront. So it was nice. It wasn't directly full of traffic there. And I remember one time I went for like a goth night, a fetish thing, and there were people whipping people in chains and all that fun stuff you do at fetish stuff, which, you know, there's fetish parties down here, Robert Frost Submission, check that out if you're into that kind of thing. I can't remember the name of the club though. It's still bothering me. Isn't it funny? Fucking ADD is the worst, bro. So anyway, after that I'd hang out like at Peabody's, and they had a couple cool bars down there. I remember they had a cool haunted house that you could go into, that the final part of the haunted house, you open up into like the arcade room, which had a dance floor, a DJ booth. It was all like black light and like it was all black and you had like neon paint splatter. You know, it was the 90s, 2000s. I liked that one. That one was pretty cool. And they shut that down and turned it into like a golf place and like a night glow-in-the-dark golf course thing inside. I don't remember. It's touristy. It reminds me a lot of, so the oceanfront downtown of Virginia, Beach reminded me a lot of Old Town and Kissimmee down here. That it had like haunted house and it had like all this touristy fun kind of things. Because in Florida, we have that sort of thing everywhere, but mostly it gravitates towards Kissimmee, Orlando. You know, you have like all this stuff to do in iDrive. And so the oceanfront was kind of like that. It was more like that than how downtown West Palm is, because it's a whole different thing. It's not a completely touristy, like, hey, come get pictures taken at the... You'd have to be here for that sort of thing. But venues are fun. But yeah, I can't remember the name. Oh, it's such a neat... The Abyss. I did it. God damn. Let's celebrate here. What do you think, Sugar Zero Monster? Should we drink to that? Okay, so it took me forever to think about something else. But I remember the name of the club now. It was called The Abyss. See, I knew it had something to do with, like, space or deep something, orbit. You know what I mean? I knew it was something like that. The Abyss. I just could not fucking get my mind on it. But yes, The Abyss. That was what it was called. I love The Abyss. I only went for, like, 2 years when I lived up there, like, at 6 months at a time when I was in my after high school. But, man, boy, oh, boy. That was a lot of fun. England had some cool venues, too, like I said. There was the Thekla, which is a boat, and the Crown, which was a pub, and then downstairs is where they would have punk shows in a basement and a goth night, which, again, growing up in Florida, you know, we don't really have basements unless you are up on a hill or something. Like, Orlando's got it because they're kind of on a hill, and they built most of Disney on, like, up. So they could have tunnels and stuff for people to go through and stuff, like people that work there. But I think Tanqueray's downtown Orlando has, it's like you have to go downstairs, a side road. I remember, so that one has basements. And England had basements, but I think before England, when I was living in the Greenville area of South Carolina, they had basements there as well. And it was cool because it's further west. It's not near the water. And the way they were built on hills and stuff, they had basements. So they had this, I don't remember any of the restaurants' names in that area that I went to, or the clubs. Which I don't remember if I went to a club or it was just bars that had like karaoke and stuff. I know I did that there. I don't remember a lot about Greenville. But I remember that there was one place that was a place upstairs, and then there's a place you go downstairs outside. Kind of like if you're watching Cheers or something, you know, you go downstairs to the bar. It's like that. And they had a jukebox, but it was like a cool little punk place. They had like music and people had vinyl records. They were playing records, punk records. So I don't remember the name of it, but, and that was like a long time ago, but that was kind of cool. So England was like that. So you had like a basement. And so it was kind of cool to see punk show in a basement. And I loved it. I loved England. I loved Bristol. But a lot's changed from when I was there in 2017, just for the summer, for 3 months. I had my 35th there. Till now, you know, we had COVID and everything shut down and, you know, prices went up everywhere now. It's a whole different animal, but it was one of the cool places I liked. And downtown's got a couple now. I think it had more when I was, back in like early 2000s to 2010, I guess, maybe 2011. There was some really cool venues and stuff here that I really liked going to. And but, you know,
magazines, you've read it in the newspapers. In fact, perhaps you've even seen the owner's picture, Ralph Williams, the owner of Bayshore Chrysler Plymouth, 345 El Camino Real in the city of San Bruno. You notice the big bald-headed son of a bitch? The man that came to San Francisco to offer them more for the dollar they spend. The man that came to San Francisco to rape each and every citizen in the whole San Francisco Bay Area. You don't believe it? Listen to me. I don't lie. Take a fucking car like this. A 1966 Ford, a Country Squire 9-passenger station wagon. Don't worry about the equipment. Imagine all the fun you can have in the back. And while you're doing it, imagine all the money that bald-headed prick Ralph Williams is going to be making on the car he's trying to fuck you out of. Yes, the man that'll take every dime out of the San Francisco Bay Area and spend it on prostitutes, booze, and, of course, crap tables in the city of Las Vegas. I'm sure you've heard about it. So remember this. If you'd like to get fucked and hooked real hard before you buy a car, come down here. Let Ralph Williams do it. Why not? Why not somebody else? Remember, our address is 345 El Camino Real in the city of San Bruno. But if you come from Marin County, East Bay Area, San Jose, your money spends just as well as anybody else's. And when this bald-headed son of a bitch gets hold of you, you will spend money. Talking about payments, 5 years payments of $100 a month. You can't get even. So shop before you buy. Bayshore, Chrysler Plymouth.
Justin Jordan.
You cannot fuck me. You cannot fuck me. I am unfuckable. Oh. I have never been fucked. Oh. And if you fucking try and fuck me, snap your
Will
fucking
you listen
cock
to
off.
This is Not For Air Radio.
Times change. Again, like I said, we had COVID. So I'm glad the 500 block is still going, of course. And Lakewood's got a couple of cool places, mostly the propaganda. And I haven't been to downtown Delray except for the Silver Ball Museum, which is a cool, it's not a venue, it's a arcade. It's a place you pay, you know, hourly or whatever, and go and play all the video games and stuff you want that they have. And they had some like legit machines, not like emulators, but they had like actual like old pinball machines, and that was fun. Me and Nicole went to that for my birthday last year. But it was a Saturday. It's summer. It was also Pride weekend, so it was really busy. And so I couldn't be there too long. I had fun, though. I like pinball. I also like arcades. And I think still to this day, and last weekend, by the way, if you like playing video games, last weekend upstairs and downstairs on the 500 block Clematis here downtown West Palm, they have arcade machines, you know. And they have duck bowling, bowl with these. So the pins are like on strings or ropes, and that's kind of cool. And the balls are like these smaller, almost like slightly bigger than skee balls, but kind of like the same idea. So that was kind of fun. I've done that. And they have like the world's biggest Pac-Man machine that also might have Galaga attached to it. You know, the one with the LED lights and stuff. I think it's okay. I think my favorite machine to this day still, not counting like Turtles in Time and all that stuff, which I love, but all those games I can play on the Xbox now. It's not quite the same, but you can play like the Killer Instinct arcade. You could play the, they had the Konami collection for the Turtles, so they had the arcade versions of Turtles 2 and Turtles in Time. That's kind of fun. The Simpsons arcade is pretty good still, too. NBA Jam is always going to be cool. NBA Showtime and Blitz. MK4 was cool at the time. Looking at it now, I'm like, but that was the last Mortal Kombat that was in the arcade. Everything after that's been on console. But the favorite machine, which, you know, arcade 1-Up, if you don't know this, those tiny little, not tiny, but those arcade machines that are you see at Walmart or Best Buy or Target, wherever, that has a little stand, you put them on, you put them together yourself, and it's got like 18 games or 8 games on it or whatever. It's a cool thing. I know somewhere I think I saw that they did that in Dolphin Stadium. And instead of like, because you know they got fucking money. Instead of putting in real arcade machines, they got these goddamn 1-Up arcades. I'm like, ew. Because they're not made to last. They really don't. Eventually the joystick's going to go. But they have a replica, their version of, because they already have Ms. Pac-Man machines. They have, I think they're doing Marvel vs. Capcom 2, which is amazing. They did X-Men vs. Street Fighter already. And they had, like, regular Pac-Man and 8 versions of that. And, like, you know, stuff like, and they had the Midway machines where they have the Mortal Kombat and they have, like, Rampage. Rampage is what I call it, but Rampage. The original Rampage. But no, my favorite arcade machine, because it never let me down. They had one in at the Vero Mall and the AMC. They had one at Flipper McCoy's in Virginia Beach. They had one at the old school Turnpike rest stops here in Florida, like on the way to Orlando, before they redid all of them. They had one there. Either that or it was just a straight-up Ms. Pac-Man machine. But either way, it was the class of 81, and this came out in 2001, so after I graduated. It's the class of 81, like 20th anniversary arcade Namco cabinet that is a split with Ms. Pac-Man Galaga. And the reason why I love that Ms. Pac-Man version is because unlike some of these other ones, or even the ones you can get on your Xbox here, those were all slow. So the Ms. Pac-Man, the one I fell in love with, the one that I remember more than anything, was the one where it went really fast. And that was on those Galaga machines, the 20th anniversaries. For whatever reason, that one, Ms. Pac-Man hauled ass. And if I went to an arcade randomly or somewhere that had it, and I popped in the fucking quarter. Oh, I think the other one that had it too was Flanagan's and Stewart. Sorry, it's a Florida thing. I have to be like Flanagan's. Anyway, that had it, and I love that machine. Miss Pac-Man Hall's ass. The other one that was good like that was the cocktail version, the sit-down one that they had at the old Lost Weekend upstairs of Feel Goods, which is now Clematis Social. Upstairs, where Lost Weekend used to be up there, and I would play it up there. It was a sit-down one. And I would, sit there and play it and kick ass. In fact, I got pictures of the high score. That's one of the times I went my friend Michelle. A long time ago, we went up there. And I think we went to Respects and stuff, too. And it was a lot of fun. This was like 2011, 2012, something like that. So it was cool. And that was a long time ago now. But it was the old school Feel Goods. And it was the old school Lost Weekend and stuff. They had that sit-down cocktail cabinet. And that one, too, had the fast version of Miss Pac-Man. So that one is my ultimate Miss Pac-Man. Something about the joystick, too. Boy, I could run circles around the ghosts. Circles around the ghost, fucked up. Don't care how drunk I was. And it was just amazing. And I love that machine. And the problem with all these emulators or all these other machines out there now, it's like, oh, here you go, Miss Pac-Man. I'm like, yeah, it's not going to be the one. And every time I'm right, which sucks because I really would like, I like Pac-Man, was it 365 or something? It's like one of the newer versions that's like a constant loop type of thing. I've got it on my Switch and it's on Xbox too. And that one's okay, especially with the thumbstick. It's kind of like using a joystick, you know? But it's, that one's like a fast version of Pac-Man, and I dig that. Because I can't do the slow ones. It's too slow for me. I have to have it like, you know what I mean? I have to have it going hauling ass, because that's how it would run from Ghost. And it was fun. So, I don't know why we got into the Pac-Man subject. I guess it's something to do with bars and venues. But, that, like, yeah, so if you like video games, like arcade games and stuff, Lost Weekend has you covered there. It's laid back. I'm trying to think if there's any other places like that. Flynn's Arcade down south. Well, if you want another reference to that, have you ever seen Tron or was it Tron Legacy? Yeah, the guys, you know, Jeff Bridges' name was Flynn. But anyway, it's like they have arcade machines and other video game stuff there, and I think they do like Pokemon and some other stuff there. So that's cool. So that's down there. Silver Ball, that's down in Margate, I think, which is way down south. Flint, there's the Fun Depot, but I haven't been there. Dave and Buster's. But see, the problem is all these places take cards now, and they have an arcade machines in the mall, Wellington Green. So the Wellington Mall, I guess you'd say. And it's a cool arcade. It is. They have like VR stuff, which is cool, but it's like VR, you don't have to hook up everything anymore. You got the Oculus. I got the Oculus 2. The new 3-1 came out and it was nice. You know, yeah, the battery part, you know, charging the fucking battery sucks, but you can have a good hour straight playing games, but I can't wear that thing more than that. I have to take driving me. But yeah, they have like, so they have all these like newer games and all, and you have to swipe a card or whatever, but you know, I miss quarters or tokens. And they do have an old school area in the back, which is my area. They have Turtles, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the arcade game. They have The Simpsons. They have Blitz. I think it's Blitz 2000, NFL Blitz 2000, which by the way, still cheats. And the 2-minute arcade, time sucks. I like playing on a 64 or the PlayStation 1 or the original PlayStation where it was just straight up like 5 minutes a game. And, you know, that was fun. They have that. They have Ultimate MK3, which is going to be probably the best version of the arcade Mortal Kombat for 3 you're going to get. I remember that was on Sega Genesis, and it was pretty cool. And then they made it on PlayStation. They did the Ultimate. I mean, they did MK Trilogy, which had all the characters in it, but the loading and the freezing was kind of a thing. But that was like the, you know, the original 2D, the last of the original 2D Air before it went to 3D with MK4. Now it's back to 2D with, or, you know, since Mortal Kombat 9 and Injustice, it's 2D, 3D background, I guess you could say. But even like Street Fighter went back to that. You got to have that, and not Soul Calibur, Tekken, where everything spins around. You're not doing that stuff. Oh, Soul Calibur 2 arcade was amazing back in the day, too. The music was cool. It was cool on GameCube because you had Link from Zelda. And you had Spawn on the Xbox version, which is cool. I remember doing that. And then there was Dance Dance, which at the first I was like, I'm not good at it. Then I got into Guitar Hero, and I'm like, damn it, this is Dance Dance with a guitar. So they have some kind of Dance Dance thing at the, at Lost Weekend. But anyway, shit, I think that's it. Anyway, we're going to go. Thank you for listening to the first brand new Not For Air of 2024. Holy Christ. And I'm looking forward to doing more. I kind of enjoy this format a little bit better because I haven't done it in a while, but I've done it. Than just my horror stuff. I love the horror stuff, but I kind of try to stay on topic within the horror movies and stuff I'm talking about. This one I get to just bullshit about whatever, which is what the original Not For Air was about anyway, so I kind of like that. I do miss playing music. I might end up doing something like that in the future. I got a bunch of stuff coming up, though, I got to do, and life shit I gotta figure out. So for now, it's gonna be in this format. I'm gonna work on some video stuff too, I think. Anyway, thanks for listening, and I'll see you guys later. Not For Air.
Get your ass in there and close the goddamn deal.
Goddamn, 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 goddamn. I'll give him a goddamn trial, Your Honor.
You're listening to Not For Air Radio.